Whoa. Hey, I got a question for you. Don't go anywhere. It's a very important question. Don't be 15-second forwarding. Do you like audiobooks? Oh, you do? No, seriously, do you? Even if you don't, I think you're going to want to listen to this. Because you got to check out today's sponsor. It's Audible. God dang, I like those people. They have audiobooks from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainment, magazines, and newspapers, publishers and business information providers. Shut up! It's ridiculous. You know, you can catch up on all the hot new books. Well, you know, you've been meaning to get to it for a while. This just makes it easy. I'm going to do it. Oh, I got to get that book. Oh, I want to do it. Now you're done. You know, you do it at the gym, your daily commute. Audible. They're great. Aristotle, do me a favor. If I forgot to say anything, will you do it? Because people love you on the show and they want to hear it. Or you can say, Todd, you did a great job.
You did do a great job, Todd. But you forgot to mention that you can get your free 30-day trial if you go to audible.com/Todd. That's 30 free days.
I hope the people at Audible are proud of me because I'm proud of them. It's showtime!
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always choking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Wow. I'm in a great mood. I'm here with my friend Stephen Moe. Well, his wife's not here, but I call him Stephen Moe even when... How'd your wife get the nickname Moe?
Because people can't say her real name.
What's her real name?
Maral.
Wow, that's a great name. Moe's cool too, though. But Moe has the best kitchen I've ever seen. I'm going to tell you right now. I saw a picture of it. And you know how people, they don't... How do you get the most out of your kitchen without redoing the cabinets but knowing what you're doing? It's appliances and countertops, knobs and paint. It looks like a $1 million kitchen. I wish I could put a... Hey, can I put a picture up on my Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to go, wow, she did get it. Well, it angers me when people, they get all new cabinets and not even that good. And then they get not the best appliances. You're like, no. See, when people hear paint the kitchen cabinets, they think you're going to see paint marks. No, they look like they're just from the factory that way. Cool new knobs, then great appliances. And then really good countertops.
Not the level one granite.
Yeah, not the level one granite. Anyway, it's more like marble, if I must be honest, their counters. Looks more like marble. But anyway, we're going to put a picture on our Facebook page. Do you have before and after?
Yes.
You don't even need before and after. You can look at it and go, I see what they did. I get it. Anyway, enough with that. I'm in Philadelphia. I'm at Helium. And can I tell you something? I'm in the best mood. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Nate, Jerry... Every person on the staff here, they get it. Man, they run a tight ship. I'm with the Todd Glass Band, James, Russian on drums, and Ross, the eating too much. No, James is on keyboards, Ross is on drums. So I'm at Helium. I can tell you this right now. I know Saturday, both shows are sold out. I think Friday first is, but... There's tickets for Late Show Friday. There might be a few for the first. To be honest, I forget. But I know there's tickets for Sunday. So, I'm having a great time here. And that's it. I think I don't need to ramble on. This was the... We had a... The first... Last week was Lachlan Patterson. This week was an after show with just family. Duncan and John Brand Wagner and Aristotle and me and Eric Olson. And I had a lot of fun this show. Real lot of fun. And that's it. So you're great. You're special. You're beautiful. You're... God damn it, I'll fucking mush your face if I see you. Are you smiling? You are? Aww. That's all I ever wanted. Alright? Okay? I love you. You need it! You need to hear it! What the hell? If I don't say it, where else are you gonna get it? Jesus Christ. Alright, that's it. Pat House is opening up the show tonight. He hasn't done it yet, but I'm going to predict he does a great job because he does it every time. All right, I'm rambling. Enjoy the show. It was an after show. We had a good time. Whenever you email me and you say, Todd, when you're laughing, we're laughing, you don't know how much I appreciate that, because there were a lot of those moments in this show, and I always think to myself, those emails I get, Todd, you know when you say, is anybody else laughing? We are. And I took that to heart. All right? Aristotle, you're the best. Goodbye. God, I'm coked up.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
How do we come in like that? Because I'll tell you why. Because we be where you're at. That's what I always say. Be where you're at. We were talking as we... This is a cold opening, by the way. It's amazing. This is a really good one. And, this is what I have. John Brand Wagner goes, brr, because it's a cold opening. I mean, these are the type... This is why Rosemary gets upset. She goes, when he relaxes, he'll let some shit fly out. I said, Rosemary, I'll handle it. I said, I'll handle it, Rosemary. She goes, I'm telling you, he'll do a joke like a little dumb double entendre. I go, Rosemary? Rosemary? Stop it. Stop it.
I feel like a fool for not acknowledging this before.
What?
But that makes you Rosemary's baby.
All right. Somehow, that's why we should call the show. Let's erase that. I'm gonna be so professional. So we were what we were discussing.
It's the cold opening.
It's a cold opening.
And then John Brand Wagner made his really good joke where he said burr because he says
it's
a cold opening.
It's a cold opening. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. I like it. No. If you're going to do that, commit. He's doing the bit where he keeps hitting my hand with his hand. Like, oh, no, it's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get it.
You like that?
No,
right?
No, commit to the bit. Commit to the bit. No. Yeah, it's a good one. No, it's good. I like it. No. I like it. I really do. I liked it because it was funny. I get it. It's like, hey, it's a cold opening. Brr, it's cold in here, huh?
Ah!
How does he think of it? It's so spontaneous. Ooh. Ooh. He was here. His mother's on the phone.
This is Mrs. Wagner.
Oh, where are you calling from?
France.
Oh, you have a bad connection or something.
Oh, no. John was saying it ironically.
Oh, well, you don't need to call in to defend him.
But I think I do. Because we're throwing some punches at him over there. He was saying it ironically, like, oh, it's cold in here, mocking the joke that everybody knows to be overdone.
I have to agree with her. Yeah. I think she makes a lot of sense.
She's a wise woman.
Anyway, that bit's over. That bit was fun for me. Was that wrong? Could that bit be right? If it's over now, was that bit okay? I'm not doing it anymore. It looked like it was going to go somewhere. It had promise. And then I get out of it. So anyway, let me continue the show. I want to keep people so professional. This after show is going to be fun, but I'm going to run a tight ship. To play my jingles.
Finally.
Just finally, but all people tune in for the jingles. That's what the word out on the street is. They say every time Aaron Simon's here, they want to know. They want him to have his proper. I can picture it now. Aaron with his hands behind his back. Can you picture it? Mom, I'm trying to listen to the Todd Glass Show. That was his life. You can picture it, right?
Yeah, totally.
I can't anymore. Something's wrong. My medication has been too deemed not working, and I can't picture it. I don't have the ability to picture anymore, so all these bits aren't going to work. is everything all right? Why should I be nervous on my own podcast? That's a question, right? What's going to happen?
Some laughs.
You might explode.
That's right. So Aaron Simon is here. I don't think he's going to be here next week. He's so helpful. He brought the other night. He was going to Taco Bell, and he called and he just asked us. I thought it was very cool. He goes, "Hey, I'm going to Taco Bell. Does anybody want anything?" Of course we did. And he brought back all these bags of Taco Bell.
Oh, I remember that a little different than you.
Oh wait,
do.
You know what? You're right. What really happened? You're right. I'm sorry.
He showed up with tacos
that's,
for him
and didn't ask us. Yeah. If we just showed up. You know what, you're
it's
right.
Funny how we perceive things a little bit
No, now that I remember it, you're right. I guess I see the good in people. And I was sitting here thinking, there's no way you're just going to show up with food. Like, even a 15-year-old kid knows.
Yeah,
like,
because I
nah,
remember
you,
I said when I go somewhere, it, I call them and
you
ask
call
if they
them,
need anything.
Yeah, and I said, don't deal with it passive-aggressively. Yeah. As long as he understands that the next time he's going over and you bring food, you call ahead and you go. Oh, I love that you're talking on the mic, so I forgive you for your sins of...
Oh, I forgot he was here.
I love it. He's like, because this is a real show, right? Now, you're in... What are you, in the other room?
Yeah, I'm in the other room.
What are you, behind glass?
Yeah, what else would I be behind?
Look at you behind the glass in the other room.
Yeah, he's sitting with Aristotle.
He's sitting with Aristotle.
Behind the Todd glass.
Shut the fuck up. Well, you like a new opening? This is from the archives. Let's start this show outright. Wow.
Here and we now are. It's time for a trip down memory lane.
What?
From the lyricist Joe Vault of Archived.
Well, it's the Todd Glass Show podcast.
No, that's not it. Oh, Jesus Christ. John drinks a lot now. No, it's the truth. Tonight, and I don't want to normally tattle on you, but I saw him. The truth, thank God, we have a safe word on the show, because I'm going to tell you right now, to George Clooney. No, to George W. Bush. I mean, no, seriously. You know I'm being honest.
Are you mean to George Foreman?
To George Foreman. To George Foreman. Yeah.
Oh, you mean to George Washington.
George Washington. To George. This is how you know I'm telling the truth.
To George Clinton, you're telling the truth?
To George Clinton.
Not
I'm
George
telling.
Global?
No, you know that we have a running thing on the show. If there's a word, and if I say that word, it means that I can't. To George Jefferson.
To George Takei, right?
To George Takei.
To George Lopez.
To George Lopez. This is the truth, what I'm about to tell you.
George Patton?
To George Patton. Who's George Patton?
He was a general, right?
Oh, really? Guess what? Would I recognize him and ask for his autograph? Then he's of no use to us.
Apologies.
Shut up.
By George, I fucked it up.
No, you didn't. Oh, God. There's a lot of Georges.
Oh, to Georgia, the song by Ray Charles?
To George, Georgia, the jungle. Watch out. And keep the Wayne Newton one for the money ready tonight. I just want to play the fuck out of that and really have fun with it, you know?
When it's one for the money, for the show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, I want to really, I'm not kidding around. If there's a kick, the people deserve it and they like it. Give it to them.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
It makes people in your tummy. Doesn't it feel good? You won't admit it, but listen, feel. Ready, go.
When it's one for the money.
You picture that fucking Wayne Newton up there every goddamn joke. Doing his joke, and we're going to make any joke up we want, and then the audacity to go, that's right. You know how much you like that joke? This much.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
And they all start applauding for that song. He's like, yeah, that was for the joke.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
Why am I so obsessed? I have a class action suit against Wayne Newton.
To George Harrison?
To George.
What happened
What happened to the intro?
Can I tell you? Well, hold on one second. You know this person. He loves the intros, this one. No, he just wants to play
it. Get to the jingles.
Get to the jingles. Get to the bits. It's the Todd Glass Show. We got jingles. We got bits. Last part's the fuck part. Well, I get that girl that was singing and screaming every time she couldn't hit the punchline. She was like, four. There's a viral video of a girl. All She's right. getting very visibly angry. But it's also, it is funny, but it's also sad. And it's, you know, she's like, she's screaming and yelling. It ended up, she ran a truck over a duck.
Oh, the story goes south.
Yeah, she got her license and got a truck and ran it over a duck, which has nothing to do with anything else. And that's why I told it to everybody, because it's such a fun twist.
Such a sad story.
Why is it sad?
She killed the duck.
No, the duck lived.
Oh,
she just ran over it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. The duck's fine. Why would
so
I tell the story?
Okay. Oh,
everything's fine. There's a little bit of drama because you get nervous. The duck, you know, the duck went down and rolled, and then the car just went over it. What am I talking about?
Did she at least cover the duck's hospital fees?
Do you know what it's like to have a conversation and have no idea what it's about? Like, because of the marijuana. Yes. I'm going to say it. There's no other way around it. Otherwise, you look like a lunatic. I think these are the times you want to admit that you smoked, which I enjoy when it affects me like this. It's fun.
I was trying to set you up for that bit where you think that it's a terrible ending, and then you take a positive, but then it's worse.
Oh, but that bit I used to do?
Yeah.
That bit made me famous in the old days when I would do it up in the Cat's Cataract. I'll tell you, it was all right, you know. Oh, it was one for the money, a one for the money, a one for the money. Hey.
Well, it's one for the money.
Do you think we could edit that a little closer to the to him saying it? Like, what could we do live? Is that a challenge you won?
To George Wallace?
To George Wallace.
Well, it's one for the money.
Let me hear it. Okay, try it.
Well, it's one for
yes! That breath that he used to take, that lazy pig. No breaths. I'm kidding. Get it? Like, his show's so tight, I want it to be like this, you know?
When it's one for the money.
Yeah, there's no, you just ended a note. Not, hey, you breathe on your own time. You know?
When it's one for the money, two for the show, be to get her head out.
Hey. Say whatever you want.
Fuck.
When it's one for the money, two for the show, be to get her head out.
Wieners, everybody. Do you think I know what people want to hear? That's my job, to basically go, hey, some people have the respect for the people that listen to your show, that they're going to tune in, that you're going to have some consistency to what you do. Give a shit. And I do give a shit. The problem is, is that...
To George Soros, you give a shit?
To George Carlin, I give a shit. Oh. But then sometimes you think, am I too high? But I think just relax and have fun.
That's funny, because before you used to say you don't give a shit.
Oh, well, I don't give a shit in that sense. I don't care.
Oh, so you like really don't care?
I don't give a shit. Well, I just never did.
You just said that you did.
No, that's for like that. But this, like my feelings.
You don't give a shit.
Overall, I don't give a shit.
I think it kind of matters to you, right?
Nah. I mean, I don't think about it even.
You must give some shit.
No, I mean, I don't. Like... I'm even like, what are we talking about?
Well, the fact you show up means you care at least to like a general...
I just tried not to, but it just happened this way.
You do have one foot up on the wall, so you probably don't give a
shit. Yeah,
you noticed?
Yeah, I mean, you
yeah,
look like
for the
guy
people listening, it's funny, I don't even think about it because it's just the way I guess I stand. Somebody said to me once, how am I standing? What is this? Because I don't know how to say it. It's just, I'm just leaning, I guess.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how many shits do you give?
I'm going to have to say, because my one foot is pressed against the wall.
Yeah.
It's like,
that
you know,
knee
bent.
Is kinda bent.
My knee is bent, it's pressed against the wall. And then my lips are sort of perched, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, I have
like
a scrunch.
Scrunching your forehead.
Yeah, I'm scrunching my forehead.
Well, you're not even smoking, but you have a pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve.
I do, just because it's an image. Yeah, I don't get... No, not an image. That ruined the bit. Yeah, just because it's what it is. My image.
I think he finally gives in. He's like, yeah, I'm going for something.
Oh, wait.
I have an angle. I have a slight angle I'm going for.
Oh, folks. Do you feel... Are you in a state of grace?
Yes.
What does it mean to you, a state of grace? Do we talk about this on the... you know, that's fun about this show. Can I tell you something, and I think it's important we all know? This isn't just any old show. These are different shows, and I'll tell you why. We already did a show. It was last week, and it's fun. Lachlan Patterson. We had a great time. But then it gets later, and it gets... We don't do a... We do a second show. It gets darker out. The room gets darker. And it becomes deeper down this silly hole of being able to just do whatever we want. We don't have to worry about anybody judging us. It's all good. It's all safe space. And just really suck it to me, baby. Give me something over there with the beat and all the out of here.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
No, no, listen. Let me not have a nervous breakdown. Let me have it videotaped. Put it on the put it on the thing. Got to get rid of this. Wow. I like that New Year's thing. That would have been fun. That was the last podcast Todd did. Eventually, the week after, he had a nervous breakdown. Demanded that we'd shoot it as a Netflix special. Last time I saw him, he was eating pieces of
cat food
out, bound down by the mall. No, I don't like this story. I don't know why I thought I would. I feel like it was borderline. Why does a fake story have to ever be sad? You know?
That's true.
Yeah, I could tell any story I want. You know what? Why am I telling a sad story? Why? No bits have... There's too much bad stuff going on in the world. Right from here on, I demand on the Todd Glass Show that all my bits will be... Everything's great in them. There don't have to be someone being mean to somebody in any of the bits. Now, we're really going to try to stay true to this. No one has to be being mean to anybody. It can be silly. It can be absurd. It can be absurd. Don't get me fucking started with this empathy. But what was the thing I said we could do?
All of the bits are going to end up being nice.
All the bits are nice. No one's getting yelled at. There's no hierarchy. There's no, because that's funny too. I'm not, I just want to try it. I'm not forever, but I want to try it. I want to be all positive. No negative tonight. Not even sarcastic negative. We can be silly. We can play with each, you know. Edit that out. No, edit it out. I can't, people. It's, I have an image.
Oh, you do give a shit.
Oh, no, I don't care. Nah, it's like,
oh,
you know,
so
what?
Leave it in?
Yeah, he'll probably take it out. I don't give a shit.
So what's that trick you're doing with the toothpick
if you don't
in your
care,
mouth?
I'll leave.
Oh, that. Oh, did you notice that? It's funny. I guess I do it. The toothpick roll.
Oh, so you don't even care that you do
it? I don't even.
It happens naturally?
It's funny. It's so funny because I was thinking, someone told me I did that, and then I said, oh, do I do that? I don't even think that I do it. And then a friend of mine, his niece, she goes, you do that. I'm like, I guess I do it. I never thought I did it. I bring him with me because I get I'm not absurd. And it's not right to deliver my bullshit presents to people acting like I don't care without a drummer. The word out on the street is I care. I do care. He starts crying in the middle of a show. He gets a blackout. He really did care. There will be a 1-hour intermission. It's the man who admitted he cared. It's a whole new... It's a play. It ended up, I sold this on Broadway.
The man who cared too much.
The man who cared too much, but too late, too little. Too late, too little, too loud, too heaven for the fool. I've been taking singing lessons.
You've been giving singing lessons?
Yes, I'm that good now. I took one singing lesson. What if you took singing lessons from someone that goes, how many have you had? Where did you learn? I just took... What school did you go to? You're paying $100 for singing.
Oh,
lessons.
I was in the class before.
Okay, and I'm paying you how much? This is called democracy. It's a political show, assholes. Oops, I meant, see, political show, assholes.
Glass holes?
No, I meant the trick isn't, that's called religion when you try to say something wrong and then make it like, I meant this, instead of going, no, you did it. Just apologize. And just say you're going to try to do better. You're not the worst person in the world. But that was a negative bit. What was it? It's so far. Here says something about negativity and how much it really just lingers away like the filth in the street that it should. What were we even talking about?
I think you called the listeners assholes.
Did I really? And why would I do that? Because you know I have an affection.
Because absurdity is funny.
Absurdity is funny. So it's okay. Fucking bullshit. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
I wanted to analyze very quickly. That, too. Well, what's this mean? This part of me, is it attractive? I'm getting my cadence from Andy Kindler. I can run out. I got a lot to... Okay, hold on.
Maybe we should start the show.
You think so?
It's about time, I think.
You know what I think? I think he's right. And you know what? Yeah, let's start the show, right? Let's make a big deal about it. And everybody remember, this is special. We're here together.
Katie called when she got the word.
What?
She said, I suppose you've heard about Todd Glass.
What? You guys did this for
me? I rushed to the internet and I looked inside.
John Brand Wagner.
But I could hardly believe my eyes.
Oh, John, I know you did this all by yourself.
There's a bunch of shows down.
Why can't you ever help?
On my hard drive.
Why can't you guys ever do
George
anything?
George Lucas, I know.
I know he's been podcasting.
I love it. Did you have something to do with this? I love it.
People say it's funny, but I already know.
What?
For 24 months, I've been downloading a show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. I remember him a while back. He had a funny Netflix special. Yeah, he was really Comedy Central. You know what? I see him on Doug Loves Movies once in a while, but mainly on Getting Doug with High. He's on Tosh.0. He's on Tosh.0. Oh, you go way back. He was at Comedy Cabana, Evening at the Improv. He's been on
the Louis C.K.
He does open for Louis C.K. He's been on shows like Conan O'Brien. I mean, he's done the Daily Show. Not a lot of comedians did the Daily Show. That was sort of, and he's done Conan O'Brien. He's done Jimmy Kimmel probably 15 times. Yeah, I know that, Todd Glass. Yeah.
24 months of jingles that fit. We hope it lasts forever and he never calls it quits. Every Friday morning I wake up and listen to a show by Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah, I know Todd. Yeah, we just talked about him.
Yeah.
Todd Glass. Yeah, he's got a podcast. He's really funny. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, no. I see him. Jimmy Pardo has him on his show. Definitely. Jimmy Pardo has him on the show. He's done the Sklar Brothers, and he's done those, those, like we said, the segments of Tosh.0. He'll do, like, videos, and he'll put them up, and... Sometimes he'll have like a part in the back of like, I think one time Kathy Griffin had a show and he did maybe the run through. I don't even know if they aired.
Oh, he was on Bonnie Hunt after.
Bonnie Hunt, definitely.
Oh, he was.
Oh, you heard he has a producer, Aristotle, right?
Yeah, he has a producer, Aristotle.
Oh, yeah, Aristotle.
Yeah, Aristotle.
Listening together with Todd and his guests. Sometimes I think the family shows are the best.
Oh, it's so great.
Me and Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I feel great.
He accepted his award.
What?
His head held high.
Thank you.
Podcasters Association.
Thank you very much.
Right.
This is not an award I take lightly.
On my hard drive.
This warms my heart accepting this.
Oh, I know he's been podcasting.
What?
On his top rated.
You guys didn't have to do this.
People say it's funny, but I already know. Cause for 24 months I've been downloading the show by Todd Glass.
Todd.
Todd Glass. Everybody knows
who
Todd Glass.
Everybody. Todd. He does.
He's funny.
Did we mention the.
You got
Tosh.0, we said that?
Yeah, we did.
Tosh.0.
Did he do Workaholics?
No, not yet.
No,
he does Kimmel. I mean, he's been on Kimmel. He's been on Kimmel like 15 times, but over like, 15 years. So it's not like anything to remember him by. Conan O'Brien, he did. How many? Twice.
Oh,
I think we said that. We said that. We said that. We said everything we're saying, we said.
What about that show with Jonah and Kumail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was the meltdown. Yeah. He did the meltdown. Yeah, he did. He did the meltdown.
Well, that the one time.
24 months of jingles and bits. I hope it lasts forever and he never calls it quits. Every Friday morning I wake up and listen to a show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah, Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Katie called back, asked how I felt.
What?
She said, Aristotle will do very well.
It's a happy ending. it's a happy ending.
Introducing Todd Glass.
Yes, he came in. We did fine.
She said, now that I'm gone, don't you be a grump. I know you've been listening for 24 months. As the show rolled over its bumps. I know he's been podcasting on his top rated
show.
People say he's funny, but I already know. Cause for 24 months I've been downloading his show. My Todd Glass.
Todd Glass? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Todd Glass.
Oh, Jesus. You don't understand. That doesn't get more fun than that. That's just totally being silly. Wow. Wow. We'll be back. Want to hear a fun song? Hello, mommy. Hello, mommy. That's my new style. First of all, my new style is to take a deep breath and stop revving high. We're going to be here for a while. I could see wanting to stand. I have to get a new chair because I realize the old chairs, you sit in.
We should get a standing desk.
Well, no, I want to sit. But no. These chairs are, what do they call these? Like they're like
director's
chairs that fold out, you know, the material. And then so they don't, there's no support really. And I would imagine the old ones were office chairs. And as clinical as they looked, they were pretty comfortable for long periods of time, probably because even the cheapest ones do some basic things of supporting your back and everything. You know, this one, it dips and causes you to get the crooked bone disease. And I've seen it. Have you ever met Chris Hardwick? You'll never will. He's crooked. It is back. And he has to walk with special people around him. Well, oh, no. Now I think a joke. This is exactly what I don't. This is the fear of a mainstream coming in. Oh, they let me be on? Oh, that's cool. Well, you're still hearing me, so I guess they let me continue. Good for them. I really want to say that. Good for them. That would be that guy complimenting himself. Good for them for keeping me on. I'm proud of Louisiana. That would be Russ Limbo. You know what? I can't do impersonations. James Adomian. Mad because we all do. We figured out more. We do them with reverb, so he's even more mad because it really makes it sound like. Can we all get some reverb, all of us? So we do. Here's a new one. We realize we can do, and he's so mad. John, do a little bit. We were doing it the.
I'm George Bush. I like tacos. I'm George Bush.
Doesn't it sound real?
Yeah.
It sounds real,
sure.
Right? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. That's so real. That's so real. And so anyway, you do any? You do Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do it.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly.
Arnold in here.
Good evening and welcome to the roundup where we discuss how the impersonations went. Did that sound, would you say, gentlemen? I sat here and I thought I heard 100%.
That was a recording of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, yeah,
that's what you would think. That's what you would think. That's what you would think. That is an impersonation. 100%.
That's a recent clip of Arnold
Play
Schwarzenegger.
Play it again.
So accurate.
Ah! Wow! This James is so mad. James, calm down.
He'll have to leave town.
Calm down. Calm down, James. Hold on. I don't want to be too mean to James. He listens to the show and he gets upset.
Give me
It's just, can you put some reverb? It's just that it's hello. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get in the chopper.
It's not the tumor.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Hey, get in the chopper.
Get out.
Shut up. James Adomian is so mad. He is so fucking fuming right now. I feel like I might be. Remember I said my comedy wasn't going to be mean? And well,
here
that,
we are.
This isn't that.
Gonna take long.
Well, we're not being mean. We're having a good time.
I know.
James Adomian's the one's making it a negative.
He's the one.
He's the one that's mad.
I make the bit up, though. We can't blame it on the where the direction we give his fake bit. But I think it's okay. I'm okay. I'd rather ask myself. You know, that's the. I just rather sometimes. I don't know how to say it, but. Well, I guess I.
One for the money. Two.
No, I was gonna sing it. I was gonna do a ballad, like how I felt. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Well,
oh,
never mind.
No. Listen, how's your mother?
Do George Strait?
Dude, he's just sitting over there with him. Oh, we have.
Eric Olson is back. Eric Olson's back. Eric Olson's back. Eric Olson's back.
I want to apologize for the whole show. No. At least I come forward and I man up. But it's going to make you so proud the rest of the show. If you stuck in this far, and especially you could be with someone that listens to the show, that, you know, this happens all over the world. People have to listen to the show with somebody else. They like somebody.
What?
Sure. Germany, Florida, maybe even Rhode Island.
Whoa.
Oh, sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, we could have
Rancho Cucamonga.
We could have listeners in Rancho Cucamonga.
Whoa.
No, that's no big deal. You have listeners everywhere. We could literally have listeners in China.
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 Sure, in the real China.
Other side
in
the
real China. We could have a listener right now listening. Hello, real China.
Hello.
Like China,
hello,
real Colorado, China. Or
oh, cheerio, real China.
Oh, we can have people listening right now. Let's show a little respect. Show ho. Stop before you go. We have people that are listening that talk like that. Show them respect. These people, you know.
Cheerio.
Cheerio now.
Did you hand me a trolley?
Biscuit. Biscuit. The crowd.
That's quite accurate.
Oh, dear. Please hand me a crumpet, if you will.
A season of a TV show. We called them a series.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Bye.
What are we doing? Just making fun of people.
No, what's the bit? I forgot it. I'm going to be
the listeners that sound like that.
I hope. Oh, sorry. Okay, back to the show. Did I finish up any unloose business?
Unloose business.
Unloose business.
Is that your new movie?
I want. Yeah, it's my new movie. Unloose business. Sounds disgusting. My new show is disgusting.
Well, it's an action movie, though. And you right wrongs, but in a positive
wrongs.
Way.
Thank you.
You don't fight people. You just use your words, and then they learn their lesson, and good things come.
Thank you. You know what I would be if I could be a superhero? A sweet streeper. But I.
When it's one for the money, you go show.
Shut up!
You're gonna do everything.
I'm having so much fun listening to that song. It's such. Oh my God, that well placed. God damn it, it gets me every time. Wow. So don't go heavy on that. Don't do it now when we forget. You want to do it? That's fine. But I don't care. Don't do it within a minute because then it's too easy. So did we finish up everything?
All the unloose business.
All the listen, you know I'm very impressionable.
Oh, I do impressions too.
Oh, you like impressions? Who do you do? Oh, James, so mad.
Deborah. Rocky.
I have a
body and sniffling up the cold cuts to punch him around. Hey, you know what I mean, my sister?
No, you're good,
you're beautiful.
Good.
Where are you from? You come over here. You, let me take your hair out of the knot. And look at you. You're really beautiful.
The scene in the movie with Maki where she takes takes her hair out and all of a sudden and then you realize she's beautiful. Was I being rude during that thing?
No.
I wasn't being mean?
No.
Because sometimes you can say something you actually do not mean because it felt like that. It felt like, I think I'm just, oh, the voice. Is it okay to, maybe it's not okay to, maybe the voice is not right to do because he does, there's a fine line because he is, I always say if you tease somebody, don't tease people that that don't have all their, is it right?
Well, you say Trump, so fuck
can
him.
You say don't tease somebody that doesn't have all their faculties?
Well, he does.
You should, and that's what I mean. So I would deem that that's why, because he has all his faculties. Who are we talking about?
You're talking about
Stallone.
Oh, Stallone.
Stallone.
Yeah, and it's just
impressions you do.
Oh, thank you. That well, one, of course.
Nothing wrong.
That one, of
with.
Course, no one could mind because it's. It's not, playing up on someone's speech impediment. So maybe you could stay away from those. Maybe I could, too. I don't mind learning. You know what? I really don't. I'm too George Carlin, I'm being honest. I don't mind. I think a lot of people think it stinks up a bit, but I don't think so. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to hate myself for doing it, but I'll just have a moment and go, it is his voice. Oh, you know. And the more I do it. Yeah. Well, the more I do it, then I go, what, am I an idiot? Like, of course. It's somebody that made a living about speaking. You can know who I would make fun of is maybe someone like Bud Friedman. Hello, how are you? Nice to be here. Move aside. Because, you know, it's
edgy.
It's good. How dare you? I never was edgy, and you told me that. I make you the bad person. You told me time and time again my comedy was like a vanilla milkshake.
That's mean. You should never say that.
Let's be all loving. Hey.
To George Orwell.
It's so great. It's so... Why does it make me laugh? Because, folks, I am having the... I'm deciding how good the show is from the rest of the show. And I like that. And if you didn't, then you're going to have to turn it off. I'm not going to change what makes me laugh. I just have to be free with my thoughts. Here's people. Isn't it sad that I do both sides? But I really do. Then I hear some people saying, just do what you want. You're fine. You're unnecessarily worrying. And I get it. Sometimes it takes me going through this process to get to the place where I actually remind myself to do it. So it's sort of a mantra to ghost. Oh, God, it's exhausting. Like I act like my image. Todd, talk
sit or lie comfortably.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Quietly.
Thank you.
Allow yourself to be here.
I am.
Fully.
I am.
In this moment.
I am in this moment. Right now.
With your eyes closed.
They're closed.
Begin to connect.
I'm
with
connecting.
Your inner world,
I'm connecting with the inner world.
Feeling.
I'm thought and feelings. Just demand that I do it. Gradually.
Let the horseshit of the external world
fade
from your awareness.
Awareness.
If you find your mind wandering
don't
to
other let
thoughts.
It. Don't let it.
Don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit. You're here now, in this place, with your inner stillness. Those bitches can't get
yeah,
under
that's not necessary. No, hey. Eric's in a deep a thought. Someone smack him out of it. I think he's in one of those trances. Eric. Eric, what were you doing? The smelling salts, thank God they worked. The smelling salts. Oh, my God. Duncan, is he okay?
Yeah, he looks fine. But, man, yeah, you were just in a trance.
Wow. You were in a trance.
I was in a trance.
I never seen anything like it. Trancing all over the place. I was just trying to make the show better.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go on a trance.
Well, George Jones?
We'll edit this. George Jones, yes. Because that, you know what? I have those safe words. Thank God we have the safe word. To George Jones.
To George Armand.
To George Jungle, Judy Jew.
Was he a Jew?
I'm no more religion anymore. I'm fluid.
His mother was.
I'm fluid with everything. Just let me walk around and meet people I like. That's my religion. Let me just walk around, and if I talk to someone and I'm nice to them and they're nice to me, I'll be friends with them. And that's how simple it'll be. That'll be my life. I'll gather really nice friends because I'm kind to everybody. So I'll have the best of friends. Okay, that's what I can do. That's all you got to do. What?
George Burns.
To George Burns. Well, I think I had a good thought, but I got lost. What was I basically saying? See how good you listen and how good I talk. In our new show, Todd Talks, Duncan Tries to Repeat It.
I think what you were getting at is you don't need like an excuse to like meet good people. Like you just kind of seek out good people, and that's your religion. It's like
right.
You surround yourself with good people. Like you don't have to like go into the same building under some sort of guise
right.
or whatever.
You don't make it too complicated.
You got it.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes. You don't have to make it so complicated. Stop it already. Just walk around, be nice to people, and everybody's equal. Okay. Stop it already, please. Everybody's. Oh, any arguing of that? Can't we just agree to just fix it?
Yeah, it's a curious George.
You know what? By the way, I don't mean to go out on a stance on my preaching tonight. Everybody's equal. Great. Ain't Todd ballsy? Well, I'm just saying, fix it quickly. Stop with the incremental things. Some things just fucking fix right now. We all know what's wrong. Let's do some crazy fucking fixing and just... Fix it up. Fix it. Fix it the fuck up real quick.
Act like
it's literally choking you. That's what we have to start doing when we think that behind these issues are people that are feeling pain. So if we think about that as being choked, imagine being choked and there's all these people around you. They know it's wrong, but they're going, just, okay, slowly try to get him away from choking him. You're going to go, no, move in, and I'm choking here, and get these people off me choking me. Not incrementally.
Time.
Well, they're choking me, and I would appreciate if you... Why are you guys walking up an inch at a time?
But if you don't want to be choked, then vote differently.
I think we made a good point. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Maybe if I... You know what tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
To Solomon Giorgio?
You know what the sad part is? I can't think of any.
Oh, to George Benson, you can't?
No. That's why I have to rely on the bang bangs. I go, I can't think of any.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
I love it. Just say things. Let's say things and play this. What else do we got to do?
Banana.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
Let's see how quick we can do it. There's no time at all. By the time he says it's one for the money, boom, you stop it. Someone else says something. There's no rules. If you can't think of anything, just go pass. It'll be a lot of fun.
Paul
when it's one for the money.
I said 20% tip, more like 20% tip.
When it's one for the money.
My mom said, how are you?
When it's one for the money.
Okay, this game's over. I'm not putting anybody else through this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi. I'm not scared of silence. I used to be, back in the old days. My new shows are like this now sometimes. I'm not afraid to sit around and just get a little mellow. Oh, they're so mad at me. You know, if Bloom Blang married Bloom Bloom, if Bling Bling would have a Blang Bloom? You know, if Mary Blinken married Bloogan Bloggin.
Oh, if Ella Fitzgerald married Darth Vader, she'd be Elevator.
Oh. When it's one for the money, two for the show.
Oh, did you know that if Yoko Ono married Sonny Bono, she'd be Yoko Bono?
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get baby.
Did you know that if Olivia Newton-John married Wayne Newton, she'd be Olivia Newton-John Newton-John?
That's right. You know they're hard. I can't think of any. It's hard. Thank you very much.
Do you know if 7-Eleven married AM/PM, it'd be 7 p.m.?
Hey, thank you very much. I'll be here all week. Okay, there you go.
You know if Ivana Trump married Don Ho, she'd be Ivana Ho?
Hey!
One for the
the money. I'll do for the show. Wait, say yours again.
Did you know if Penny Marshall married John Candy, she'd be Penny Candy?
Well, it's one for the money. For the show.
It was worth it. It was worth going back to it. This is how good this bit is. What? Say it again.
I don't have any more.
It's not the same one.
To George Lucas?
There you go.
Well, it's one for the money. For the show.
Wait, is this a show? Is this show necessary?
Do you know if George Carlin married George Lucas, he'd be George Lucas?
Nah. Well, it's one for the money. For the show.
You know, George Clooney married George Lucas, they'd be Lucas Jukas.
When it's one for the money.
They'd be the Lucas brothers.
They'd be the DeLucas brothers. You know, if Rory Scovel married Zach Galifianakis, he'd be Zach Galifianakis Scovel.
When it's one for the money.
You know, Rory Scovel.
No, stop. Stop it. Stop it.
Rory Scovel.
Stop it.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Please stop it.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys, I won't have it.
Rory Scovel.
What did he do?
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Everybody, stop it.
He knows what he did.
Boo.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys, I will let you voice the way you feel, but you're going to have to stop, and you're going to have to take a deep breath, and just listen to me out. That's all I'm asking, and I will give you the floor, okay? Okay? Please, please, just let me feel heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll listen to you. I promise you'll get to speak more than
to
I get
Aristotle
to speak.
Aristotle Georgeson?
What? To George Steinbrenner?
To George Costanza?
Yes. 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 But...
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Yeah, I mean...
No, stop,
no, just,
stop,
I know what
stop.
You're going to say. And
you guys,
yeah,
all
no,
I'm...
No, skip it.
Guys,
let's just skip it. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Can you let me say one thing? And if it doesn't change your opinion... then I will never bring it up again.
All right.
Okay.
Can you let me feel heard?
Yes.
Rory Scovel.
Boo!
No, that wasn't
Fuck
letting...
Rory Scovel!
That's not doing what I said.
Scovel.
That's not doing
Fuck
what I
Rory
said.
Scovel.
That's not doing
Fuck
what I said.
Rory
that is not doing what
Fuck
I said.
Rory
no, what
Scovel.
You just did was not
Boo!
What you... No, 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 no.
Boo!
I'm not going to back down. I'm a mature adult, and I'm not going to back down.
Fuck
what
you,
you
Rory.
Just did... I said,
Boo!
Listen to me out. I said, listen... Stop, stop.
Are
guys, I'm serious.
Rory Scovel?
You guys, to...
Don't even that bring that name up.
Ugh.
To Georgie Porgy.
Putting in pie?
Putting in pie.
To George Potato Salad.
To George Potato Salad. And I... Potato Salad, I was there when he came home from the hospital.
If he ever comes back around here, I'll send him back to the hospital.
Oh, really? What are yeah. you going to do? You're so tough.
Oh, to George Hamilton?
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, to George Hamilton. George Hamilton. I love him. So many. And I can't think of them. It's sad. You know, no, it's not sad. I probably have a neurological problem. You guys are rubbing it in. Ruining my night. All I ever wanted to do was to be able to remember names. Aren't I funny anymore? Because you're all looking at me like I'm just scary now. Like, I'm just like a science project, and you're watching someone be higher
hey,
than you guys are.
Give me that
are.
Marker. I'll give you one.
I guess what I need, and I'm not joking around.
What?
Oh, thank you. Eric's giving me one. I need a drink so bad. So I'm gonna take a break. Well,
take a deep breath. Just
take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, and you know what I'm doing in that break? This is a good part for the listener. See, that's what's fun about a podcast. I'm going to take a deep breath. You're not going to have to be inconvenienced. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm taking a deep breath. I'm going to go get a cold drink of water. What were we just doing? Oh, yeah.
Deep breath.
And then what were we in the middle of?
You said you couldn't think of any Georges.
Well, honestly, I can. To George Zimmerman.
Oh, why would you...
Fuck!
What?
Oh, out of all the Georges, he's the
well,
one that
yeah.
you're going to bring
Natural,
up?
Where's George?
Oh, come
possible.
On.
Are you
Jesus
kidding
that
me?
Is no.
I just, it's the only one I could.
You even said the
man.
Full name, the audacity.
No,
George
I wasn't
Why
trying
would
to
you
hurt
talk
him.
About
well,
him.
I was
we
taking it. You wrote it. You wrote it down
oh,
for me.
Oh, come on.
You're vomiting?
Now you're trying to pretend that I did it?
No, I don't.
No,
no other one.
Yeah,
other
are you kidding? That's other. The kind of joke Rory Scovel would make.
Boo! Fuck Rory Scovel.
Now, guys, don't start with Rory Scovel.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
No, 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 no.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Guys,
Boo!
Stop. It's not. This is not the type of show I do. I don't have. I don't perpetuate that type of. Anger into the world. So, you know, you guys love Rory Scovel. He hurt your feelings, is what happened. The truth of the matter is, Rory Scovel.
Boo!
He listens to the show. You want to hurt his feelings?
Yes. No, after what he did?
I want him to hear me.
Gross. Ooh, imagine his ears listening to this.
Hey, Nora, Rory, turn the volume all the way up.
Listen to the producer.
Boo.
You
know what,
Rory, listen to our producer, John Bram Wagner. He's talking in the room behind the glass. What, John?
For every Rory Scovel listening to this show, we lose 5 listeners.
Boo.
What else happens?
Your mom, the...
All right, well, maybe Rory, you know, I have to talk to Rory, to be honest, off the air. We're going to meet.
And tell George Washington?
Stop it. Why do you have to be so angry?
After what he did?
Well, he didn't know.
Oh, he didn't know, sure.
He was.
He's the only guest to not know, is what you're saying.
Well, I feel bad. I've never
just
told the audience what
disrespect.
He... I know, and we've never told the audience literally what he did, so let's not be... going down that path too much because it's not fair to do to the listeners. But
in a morbid way, it's disgusting.
Okay, well,
it's
listen.
Not an upfront thing, but like when you really think about it, it's just maniacal.
It is
he
maniacal.
He should be embarrassed to show his
face. I get it. I really do get it. I do get it. And it wasn't... I'll give
good.
It to you.
All right.
No, but here, here's why I tell you not to hold on to it. He did it because he tried to... Look, they were both willing... You have to understand that's the important part about this story.
It doesn't matter.
Consent's not the issue.
I don't think you want to look at your grandmother as a sexual being, and I think it's really getting in the way.
To George
By the way, there's
Miller.
Nothing. Yes, to George Miller. Yes, yay!
Damn.
I don't think there's nothing funnier about.
Well, it's a 1 for the money, a 2 for the show, 3 to get ready and go, cat, go.
Put some reverb in, get your guitar, and let's have competing ones. He'll do it, then you'll do it. So you got to get your voice rich and in the mic. We're going to go compete. It's 1 for the money. I like the live guitar, to be honest with you, so it always is going to win me over. The strum of a little bit of reverb and guitars, it gives a lot of sound for its money. But, it's two instruments that, he has what's pre-recorded. So why don't you do a little one of yours? Oh, let's get Duncan's mic right for him.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Aristotle. Okay, here we go.
When it's one for the money, for the show. Do you get ahead of
I said, hey, you stepped on my mustard.
Well, it's 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Duncan wins. Yay. Yay. No, you have to keep your guitar out now. Yeah. 1 for the money,
a 2 for the show, 3 to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
You can knock me down. There. On my face. Slander my name all over the place. Oh, don't you, lady, step on my shoes.
Why?
Why? Why do this bit?
Why?
Because it's silly.
Why?
Why?
Because I guess it's just acting like a child.
No.
Well, I'm... Actually, we do have, I think...
To George Wendt?
To George... say it again.
To George Wendt?
To George Wendt, yes. Jerry Lewis is on the phone.
To George Gershwin?
Why haven't we been doing this long enough? I mean, let's not use it all tonight. No.
Hello? Why?
Jerry, hello. Hi, this is Todd from the Todd Glass Show.
Hi.
Even as high as aggressive. Oh, God.
When it's one full of money.
God, then that was rude. That's rude. You don't just do it in the middle of a bit. You secretly feel bad. Every time I do that bit, I tell him to play it. He plays it. Then I tell him it's rude. I secretly feel bad. I never told anybody this.
Well, it's 1
for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready. Here we go. All right, let's be. Oh, Jerry, how are you enjoying Vegas?
No.
Well, thank you for calling in the show. Jerry?
Yeah.
You're right. What do you want? What do you love about Vegas, Jerry?
I don't.
Oh, well, what's your favorite time? Where's your favorite place to get away?
Why?
Just, I know a lot of performers sometimes will take retreats somewhere else during the hot part of the year here. Do you head anywhere every year?
Away from you.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, can't go, but don't you step on my blue sweater shoe.
Away from you. Why, it's funny, because guess what? You're saying different things, but you're not tripling the amount of his obnoxiousness. You're just making up different. You're just mimicking exactly what he was doing. We're maybe turning it up a little bit, but less than you think. That's what makes it so funny to me when you go, away from you. Like, oh, Jesus, God forbid, like that. He wanted everybody to know that he didn't like them. He had disdain for everybody. Poor guy.
When it's one full of money, two full of show, be to get ahead of how I can do.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. Stop the music now! That's a new thing I do on the show. Isn't that cool, though, how quickly it happens?
Yeah.
Watch this. Play it again. Watch how good
it is. It's one for the money, two for the show.
Stop the music now! All right. What's going on? Do I need to get on a medicine and calm down?
To George Kennedy?
Okay, let me just slow down, Todd. When I was outside and I got a nice big bottle of water.
To be fair, when I said George Wallace, I meant the comedian. When Aristotle said George Wallace, he meant the politician. Yeah,
yeah, I know. That's okay. That's why I didn't.
I was just letting the listeners.
Not double dipping here.
When it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get her head out, I can't go.
To George Jetson. Thank you for counting that. To George Jetson's publicist.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
George Jetson, whoever gets royalties for the cartoon drawing of him.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
To a girl that said she used to cut George Jetson's hair.
When it's one for the money.
And they found out that that couldn't happen because he was a cartoon.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
To her sister.
When it's one for the money.
She's
in Israel.
When it's
she's in Israel.
To George Romero?
To George.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
Is there... Oh, John. How about John Brand Wagner? Right?
John Wagner!
How lucky are we, right? How about Duncan is here?
Duncan, on the Todd Glass Show, it's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know.
What?
At Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan on.
Wow, tonight's a fun night. You know how I know it's a fun night? Because I feel it. I know.
Dude, George. To George Foreman the second?
I know. I'm cleaning up the mess here. You know what? I know it's a good... You know what?
Oh, it's a good night for singing.
Ah!
I got too drunk in my ears.
Let's just soak it in. Put some reverb in it. And let's play some drums like a fuck.
It's a brand new day.
Let's soak it in, folks.
We've been singing weary midnight tunes. We started at noon. It's the slip of the moon, and we still got time.
Okay, listen. We are in a dark room. It's pitch dark. We have a candle lit. Every single person is soaking this in. So you have to do it at home. If you're on the train, close your eyes. But we're in picture where this would be being sung, how much fun everyone would be having. And there's a roast beef sandwich being carved behind the bar, hot roast beef sandwich. Charge? No, there's no charge. They're free. Oh, we don't charge for those. And they put them, what they do, the band's playing. It's all the way at the end, you know. They slice it off. That's all they serve. Once the, not in the first three rows, though, because a performer shouldn't have to see people eating roast beef. Just at the bar. You know what? They ended up stopped serving roast beef sandwiches. It shittened up the whole place. So now they just have nice drinks. And this person is up on stage. It's a big deal. They're bigger than this. They're just at the bar playing like if some big country act goes to a bar in Louisiana. That's where we're at. We can all be there if our eyes are shut. It's a brand new day. I think we should start it from the beginning. I'm not going to lie. It's a good night for singing. I got too drunk and my ears are still ringing. It's so good to be here. It's a brand new day. We've been singing weary midnight tunes. We started at noon. It's the slip of the moon and we still got time. It's a brand new day. Pleasant souls tonight. Indecision made them stay home and wait for daylight. Anything to make it seem better. Help me in my flight. To make sure it was off, because remember the other day I put a torch away in the drawer that was still running.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. Can I tell you, I was having too much fun and I got nervous. I thought it was too silly. It was like I go, what are people doing when they listen? And I know people say stop worrying about that.
To Prince George.
Not everything's a joke, Aristotle.
To George Pataki.
You know. If Bloom Blang married Blim Bloom, Bling Bling would be Blom Bloom. No, that's the truth. Can I ask you another question and then I'll let everybody talk? Wouldn't you want to bring in the new year like this? Like, did it make sense to you? At the stroke of midnight, on that great big this is where I'd want to be, this energy. We're gonna have a ball. And that ain't all. I'm gonna chase my blues. Right, away. This energy, we're perfect. I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Bringing in a brand new year. I picture me sitting down eating a roast beef sandwich on real silver and real plates with a nice cloth napkin. You notice I always talk about how classy I'll have a place, but just then when it comes to my food, I try to go, and I could see myself eating a roast beef sandwich. But how nice is this place when all they have if they have roast beef sandwiches? It could be. I know what I'm picturing. Before the show. There's the big...
I'm just imagining a Todd Glass screenplay where he's writing out a setting. He's like, all right, yeah, you're in a bar. So this is like a little different bar. They have roast beef sandwiches, but they start out as free, but then they like kind of realize it's like kind of sinking up the place and it's kind of weird keeping people in check. So they kind of abandon the idea. So that kind of bar. That's the setting.
Yeah. Yes.
Instead of that kind of bar?
Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
You get what I'm talking about.
Instead of not saying it completely, you just say it to unsay it. I think, somewhere in there's something. And that's what you never know. You never know where you find comedy. Just when you get ready
to... It's part of California's gold.
Thank you. California!
See, James Adomian is so scared of us.
Oh, you know what one's really bothering him now? Anything bothers him. We were doing Casper the Friendly Ghost. Boo! Ooh.
Oh, wait. I think I heard a real ghost.
Ooh. What?
Oh, my God. The ghost is
back.
Oh,
my God. That is. Where are you at? Are you in the car?
Yeah.
So you just drive. Can I? Look, I never want to get too much personal with you. So you're a ghost.
Yes.
But you just drive around in a car? Is the car real?
No.
Oh, you just sit in the car.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yes.
Maybe. How did you die? Oh, sensitive subject.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. That's how you get out of doing the bit. And you seem bad. Instead of him saying he couldn't think of anything, he gets to feel like he'll go, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, sorry, can't you think of better questions?
They just don't like to talk about it.
That's okay. You don't have to talk about it.
I'm sorry I haven't brought it up.
No, you don't have to talk about it. You don't have to talk about it at all.
Who the fuck are you guys talking to?
Oh, come on.
You don't hear that?
You don't hear it?
What?
I hear nothing.
Yeah, what are you
guys don't hear it.
John, are you
hearing it? Aristotle, you hear it because you're...
Nope. You guys were just talking to nobody for
oh,
a while.
Oh, come on.
It's really weird.
John Brand Wagner has a problem.
I was behind the glass trying to wave.
And I was... Said,
you didn't hear a ghost saying that he was in a car.
A ghost?
You don't hear it. John.
Ghost
hold
in
on,
car.
John. John.
Is
two.
One of your classic bits?
What do you...
Two...
George Segal?
George Segal's
Siegel?
Son.
George Segal.
George Segal. To George.
To Bob Seger.
I think. To Bob Seger's friend whose name is George Segal.
Oh, to John Paul, George, and Ringo?
Yeah. George, a guy works at a bank? Well, they don't all have to be famous. What type of world do we live in where all we care about is celebrities? What about some regular Georges that walk amongst us every day, doing great jobs?
Make up a George.
George Scheinfeld.
Quick, make up a George.
George Turgenson.
Go, make up a George.
George Benson.
Go. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. They can exist. No one said. Make up a George. Make up another one.
George Gold.
Make up another one.
George Kryptonite.
Count to five backwards.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Count to 10 backwards.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
How much marijuana have you had to smoke?
All of it.
Repeat after me. Bippy, 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 bippy. Okay, he's definitely high.
Make up a George.
George shit in my pants. No, I'm not joking around. Now, you think you caught me, but I'm George. May I have some reverb in my voice? I'm George shit in my pants. But I didn't want to change the name because of my granddaddy.
Oh, well, then come across the border.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Mr. Shit in Your Pants.
Thank you for trusting me.
It's Dr. Shit in My Pants.
It's Dr. Shit in My Pants, asshole.
When it's one for the money, for the show. Being in her head and
I'm John Bram Wagner over there. Huh? You know, not only does he say it, but then he brings the music in. My name all over the face. Do anything you want to do. Oh, God. This is the type of show I have. Fun, fast-paced for the busy person. My show's fun and fast-paced for the busy person out there. Are you too busy to want to listen to not busy things? To make you seem like you're going at an opposite pace? Do you need the entertainment?
Are you tired of slow podcasts?
Are you tired of podcasts that make you wait an hour and a half to find out who ate a peanut? I mean, come on. Are you tired of a podcast where did you start comedy? Well, you're going to love the Todd Glass Show because we have jingles. We have different things. And we have all of a sudden, this is our podcast. This is all of a sudden. We're this.
To
this
Boy George?
Yeah, to Boy George. Look at this.
Oh, it's a good night.
This is your life. If you leave, we take your hand and we'll take you through a journey that sometimes meaning holding hands for 5 minutes while we listen to this. We're not afraid to let it breathe.
Brand new day. We've been singing weary midnight tunes. We started at noon. It's the slip of the moon and we still got time. It's a brand new day. I wonder where are all the pleasant souls tonight? Indecision made them stay home and wait for daylight. Spherical witness, help me in my flight. Singing hours all into the night.
Chris Hardwick is really bugging me.
Oh, the more jingles.
He says, play that whole song. I said, how about five? I think like 10 seconds of it is actually enough. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show that we did part two of last week. We're here. You know what the atmosphere is. Yeah, it's later. Wow, and it's a darker, deeper, darker nighttime. And the darker it gets, the deeper it gets, the deeper the night. There's a 9, there's a 10, there's no doubt about it. There's an energy of the night, whether it's man-made or not, it is existent. And now we take you into a darker
dark
it's like night. We're going deeper. We're going deeper into the basement of this fort that we have built. And
are we going to pull out the edgy stuff now?
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Todd Glass.
I'm going to do shit you're not going to be able to fucking believe. We're gonna curse over this song. Fuck! Fuck! Fuck shit! Fuck shit! Fuck shit tits!
Whoa, damn!
Fuck shit! Fuck shit! Fuck shit!
Fuck shit! Fuck!
Come on, let's try it. Holy stop!
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Ready, go.
Let me hear you now.
Company, thump, thump, thump. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I've never run around. Oh, my God. Oh,
we
oh my
crazy.
God. Oh, wow.
Oh, again?
Oh, my God.
Should we do it again?
No, are you kidding me? What are you serious? Wow.
One more time. Let's do it one
no,
more time.
No. That was crazy. Woo. Legend has it. What? You want me to just hold up stickers? What games? Hey, look at this guy over here. Come on in here. You say, this is this new bit where you guys come up with excuses for me. So you'll go, you see me out at night. You go, hey, Todd, you were supposed to go out with us last night. Where were you?
Todd,
weren't
we going to the theater last night? What happened?
Well, I have to make it to theater. I'm trying to do tough bits to help my image out. You have to make us go to the theater. It can't be a dog wrestle.
Todd, weren't we
going
to go to the ballet last
Why
night?
Why can't we go to the... You know what? I don't laugh at any form, any art form. I get it, though, because that's a more traditionally one that if you're not in touch with your emotions, that is one you would be most scared to go to. The ballet. I went to the ballet with Brian Regan and never told a soul. I can't believe it. I'm telling you tonight for the first time ever.
Todd, I thought we were going to go antiquing.
Bum, bum, bum. That's okay. I wanted the bump, bump, bump music. No, it's cool. I just don't understand why I couldn't get it. Oh, my God, that's perfect. Now I don't even care anymore. It's so amazing that once it comes out the way you want it, you don't really care about the past. If I ever thought you felt bad because you couldn't get a song, I'm going to kill myself.
To his defense, you were just looking at him. That could have been anything.
Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah. I'm not. But I'm not complaining, right?
You said you were going to kill yourself.
Oh, I did say that. Well, but I said if...
he wasn't complaining.
I didn't look at that as complaining.
Oh, okay.
Complaining is hindering other people. No, that's certainly needing help, and that's why... I don't want to play around with that topic.
Is George Thorogood?
To the topic of... To George Carlin. Oh, I love that word. But you'll get
that's it. That's a good one.
You'll get where I'm coming from. Yeah. to George Carlin, and
it's say it twice.
just again. So that's all I'm saying. I like to when I'm talking about anything to do with death to make sure I'm never giving some even joking wink at the that there's anything. I'd rather have people here than not. Well, I'm greedy that way.
Well, you're edgy that way.
Well, I am edgy. What am I so?
You're one of those edgy comedians that wants the best for everyone.
Thank you.
It's such edgy material. Like, most people are afraid to say, like, oh, no, I want everyone to be happy. Yeah, I said it. At me.
Thank you.
I hope everyone ends up getting along in the long run.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It's like, well, that's where that sort of joke comes from when I go, yeah, I'll just keep learning about everybody. Every year I'll take new people into consideration. Okay. Does that sound smart? No, are you listening to what you're suggesting? Have you ever shut up and listened to what you sound like? I'm going to repeat exactly what you're saying. Every single year, learn about new people and keep being kind forever. Does that make sense to you? Do you hear what that sounds like? Hello?
Oh, sure. Sure, yeah. No. Yeah, I'll just grow. I'll grow as an individual and I'll try to, like, I don't know, use kindness to spread kindness.
Gross.
Ew.
That's not the way everybody does it.
Ugh.
That's not the way everybody does it, okay? Some people don't want to learn every single year and constantly, you know, you learn, you evolve, and then you just stay steady for a while. You don't got to keep nipping and tucking. That's not what the rest of my life is going to be.
To George Stephanopoulos?
You know him from the podcast, In for Katie Levine. Doing the production, if you know what I mean. Cause for 24 days we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Oh, Aristotle.
Oh, Aristotle.
Sure, I know Aristotle. Yeah, he's course, the, he doesn't produce
the
show.
He doesn't just do the talk show.
Well, no, he does a lot of other shows. Oh, yeah, there's probably 20 podcasts he's been a part of, yeah, if not more.
Well,
Aristotle,
work,
you know, often you can see him over at the headquarters, but he's definitely, he's been producing this show since Katie left. So, oh, yeah, Aristotle. Yeah. Well, I've seen him. I saw him at two of the live events. I did see him at two of the Todd Glass live events. And, yeah.
You know him from the podcast, In for Katie Levine. Doing the production, if you know what I mean. Cause for 24 days, we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Oh, yeah, Aristotle. He is
He's got a dog named Jeff.
Jeff, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a
vegan, and I respect
Jolly-o. Hello, everybody. I'm a new... A new character on the show. Hello, hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Robbie, the jolly puppet.
Oh, hi, Robbie.
I'm a candy cane, but I'm a puppet. I'm a candy cane person. I'm real. I'm a real candy cane person, and this is the way I talk. And I heard you have a puppet, and I want to talk to it. Is that it over there?
Oh, Johnny's here.
Oh, hey, hi, Johnny.
Oh, hello. How's it going?
Hey, John, wait. Do you want your intro music?
Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, do we have it? Oh, you know what? We forgot to get
it. Too bad.
No, we'll give you... You want... Okay, I'm sorry. God damn it. Oh, I like it. Simon's here.
Oh, hello, Simon. How's it going?
And then you... Oh, you... Oh, you wanted to tell Simon something. You heard... I sent you the... 2-minute clip of it. Now, look, everybody does stand-up. He feels his last two times haven't gone the way he wants it to go, but I sent you the one where he was actually happy with it, and you listened to it.
It sounded great.
And I gave you his email, but I gave it to you wrong. That's why he never got your email.
So oh, okay.
Just tell him.
Well, I just wanted to say it was...
Johnny, could you get a little closer to the mic?
Oh, yeah, of course. Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was sitting so far away. I'm sorry. My depth perception is off. Anyways. Yeah, it was Comedy Gold, and it was only 2 minutes, so I can only imagine you expand that to 5 minutes and then 15 minutes. Work your way up to 30 minutes.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah, and it's a process, but you have to start with a good foundation.
Oh, well, I think that's very nice. He's giving you a compliment, and you're over there talking to Eric.
Well, Eric told me I got his name wrong, but I didn't.
I thought he said Tony.
Oh, Tony Colorado? How dare you? Tony Colorado? What?
Bum, ba, bum, bum, ba.
The last time Tony Colorado was seen.
Well, I heard there was another puppet here at the show that wanted to talk to me.
To George McGovern?
Yes, to George McGovern, who was a lovely man.
I don't want to do that character anymore, thank God. The one where he was
the candy
like,
cane, the candy cane man
that's
puppet?
That's just sad. The candy cane man puppet. It is sad, Johnny, isn't it? It wasn't. It was in a good image. You would have gone along
as a puppet.
It
was I would play along, but
they make
it
fun of him in the puppet community.
Yeah, he's not what you would consider the top.
Oh, is that true? I didn't even think about that.
He's a little bit lower on the puppet hierarchy as far as entertainment and puppets.
So wait, so are there? Well, do you know anything about the history? There's got to be people that we don't even know that were actually. You know, I'm, by the way, to George Carlin, I'm saying this. I know it's ironic because I'm talking to Johnny about it, but what are you going to do? I got to talk to somebody. And right now, you know what I like about Johnny? He listens more than anybody else. He really does. He always makes you feel like you're being heard when you talk to him. He sits there, he takes it in, he's not.
Well, I'm very receptive. I've been given that compliment before.
He always has that smile on his face.
Mm-hmm. Always. That smile is always there.
Oh, well, thank you, Aristotle.
You know what
Such
bit
focus,
you love?
He never blinks.
Why do you... listen.
That was a little rude, but
No.
I still love you, Aristotle.
No. We don't make jokes like that.
It's not a joke. It's just the focus.
That's true. Yeah. It's not a joke. I will give you that.
That is true. That's from a loving place. Remember he said you had soft teeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nicest
of course
thing
I remember.
Ever
I put that up on my refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. So, Johnny, everybody, we decided, we had some rules for Johnny that we'd like to abide. And Johnny,
First rule, have fun.
Right. See, look, isn't he great? Aristotle really, I think he really gets Johnny. It looks like he has a great affection for you.
Oh, thank you, Aristotle. I appreciate it.
I do.
How old are you?
Oh, well, a puppet never ages and tells.
I didn't even
know. I'm actually the...
That is a rude question.
I am.
I know.
Time Magazine just recently named me the hottest millennial puppet on the
show. Oh, they did.
I'm a millennial puppet.
I like it.
I also have my own private jet.
You do? Oh, my God.
And a Tesla.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't like to brag about it. I never bring it up, but I have.
How old are you? You're 35?
Yeah, I've just recently turned 35.
Oh, you're a millennial.
Yeah, I'm a total millennial. I used to work in computers for Intel. Yeah, that's right, Intel. I was a senior engineer, and I just said, no, I have a life of intros and outros I need to lead.
You want
to
play a game, Johnny?
Oh, I'd love to.
So this is the thing where... So do I. If they're good, you know, if they're easy. I don't like hard. I don't want to think.
Thank you.
I want to think, but my own
George Washington Carver?
Yes.
Inventor of peanut butter.
Damn it.
What if it's both? Yes, and it's yes because you can say yes to that. No, to George Carver. You have to it's all no to those because you're being honest most of the time. To George B. Scott. You know who George B. Scott was?
No.
He was a general in, like, the 1600s that... what's wrong?
Because I know your voice.
I know you. You all knew it. God damn it, I love that you knew it, because I did it. Here's why it was an honor. I did a good job of selling it.
Yeah, I know.
You still knew it.
But there's no way you know about a general in the 1600s.
No, you're right. And I love that you laughed, and I thought, just commit to it. He was a general. Like, I didn't overdo it. And
what did he do?
That's all I had. I was going to stop right there.
Oh, general, no, for what army?
He was a general in the 1600s. You know, I don't know that much about this stuff, but I know that he was the only general, mm-hmm. and apparently that's where I would stop. I would just hem and haw a little. I wouldn't be able to list any more steps.
Well, no, he's just in the army in general.
Yes.
I forget his actual ranking.
So, John.
Generally in the
so
army.
So this is the game where...
are there prizes? Sorry to cut you off.
Well, it's prizes? More of a, no, just a fun participate type of a game.
All right.
You like the type with prizes?
Well,
I do too.
Yeah, I would never say no to free things.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Who wants
guilty
to?
Guilty as charged.
Right, thank you. So.
But the spirit of competition is also equally beneficial because sometimes it's fun to, in a playful way, try and show a sense of skill and purpose and understanding of the world around you.
Right.
And you can end up learning something even if you don't win.
That's true, too, and I like the way you look at it.
So really, it's sort of a win-win.
Right.
Losing's only a constraint of your own mind, really. I mean, you can still make a learning experience out of something not going your way.
I'm not too George Carlin. I just turned to him because I forgot what we were talking about on the show. So to John Brand Wagner, well, you're talking over there, Duncan. I turned. Johnny was talking. Excuse me, Johnny. Well, Johnny.
Oh, hey, yeah. Sorry, I was just getting some water. Is everything going okay, though, guys?
Oh yeah, everything's great.
Okay,
Johnny's
cool.
The best.
Okay, I need to go fill it back up. So.
Okay. Well, what's all? You know what? Can you in a fake bit stay here? Yeah, because I don't want to fantasize you running around the room. I mean.
Oh, you don't like it when I do laps around the room? Like, I thought that was fun.
In your fake, because it's you don't really. If you had to do it for the bit, I would go. I understand. But since you happen to both be sitting here, how about all the bits are like, and then they brought it to me. I don't know.
All right. Fine.
I'm sorry. No.
You were saying that you asked John where you were in the bit.
Yeah.
Well, we were about to play the game, and I was just going into my...
We were about to play the game, and I asked John where we were at because I forgot. So I just leaned over as Johnny was talking, and I lean over, and I go, where are we at? And he goes, what? Like a parody of like a sitcom. I whispered again. You know when you can tell you yelled it because you put both hands and you go like down with your both hands like you're pushing a car door, pushing a car radiator down, you know, the hood of a car, the hood of the front of the car. You're pushing it down. You're pushing it the last foot. That's what I did to him, and he goes, what? Again, I'm like, oh my God, what are we, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin? So I never found out.
Why?
Why? Oh, that's good, Johnny. You doing do a little Jerry Lewis?
Yes.
All right, Jerry, how do you like being in Vegas?
I don't.
Oh, well, what's your favorite part about performing?
None of it.
Do you ever think of quitting?
No.
Do you ever enjoy it?
No.
Do you enjoy what is it about interviews that do you hate so much?
Not this one.
When it's one for the money, two for the show. Do you get ready? I'll catch you.
Oh my God, dang. God dang, we had some fun that summer. It was crazy. So anyway, what was the game we were playing? I got a little
You were
lost.
About to introduce it. I cut you off. That was my fault.
No, no, no. What was it? What was it?
I have no idea. You were about to introduce the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No problem. We're all good. I think people should be proud of me because I'm really trying to
say, George Reeves?
Well, one for the money. I got it. Everything's great. I know what I'm doing, and you help remind me, and I appreciate it. So, okay, make an edit here. What were we just talking about again?
We were going to play a game. I cut you off.
Okay, I got... No, no, you're fine. You're fine. Just play out this. I don't want to admit that I got lost. I apologize. So, oh, this is the game. So, I think it'll be fun. So, you're like my henchman, but you're... You know what? I want to take this out, too. I want to take this out, too. I'm sorry, but you'll see why. I'll just tell it to you off, because I think it's better when it comes from nowhere. Sometimes it really is. You just go, you make up excuses for me. He was at the mall. Leave him alone. It's a mixture of what's it matter, and also he was at the mall. I saw him at the mall. You're all lying. Whatever that person lies, you'll help them lie. Yeah, I did see him there. Yeah, matter of fact, they were at the baseball game. You're just fucking lying for me, and you travel around with me all day whenever, you know, and we'll make up questions. Maybe Aristotle can ask the questions, or we can all ask the questions. You know, it's like I'm at a party one night and I'm walking around. Can we get a little party background music, like the ambient party noise? I really know how to do this show. John Byrne Wagner, how you feeling?
This is still use your mic out, right?
No, are you serious?
Yeah, because you wanted to edit out the explanation of the bit.
Yeah, of the game, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so I'll bring it in when I need it. So here we go. Oh, I have a. I'm going to do a shortened version of it, but you'll see why it's not as big as it was going to be. So we'll come right in here. Oh, I have a. I have a fun bit. I think Aristotle like asked me like you're all my you'll get it. You'll get it. You guys are like my henchmen that like, you know. Am I doing the same thing? I know. Okay, let me just do it again. I am going to explain it. I'm sorry. Come right in here. Come right in here. Right in here. I promise. Oh, so I have an idea.
Oh, so we're going to play the game?
Yes, thank you. So it's more of just a bit. It's more of a bit, right. Not really a game.
Games, bits, they're all the same. Games and they're bits. All fun.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's like we're in a fort.
Yes. Thank you very much. So the bit is like, you know how some people have like these henchmen around them, but like you guys are just, you make up excuses for me. So we're out. Give me a little background like restaurant noise or like we're at a reunion or something and we're all seeing everybody. And then you go, Aristotle, like we can all make up questions. You go, hey, Todd. And then the five of you stand in a semicircle around me all night long. And so someone comes over and hey, go ahead.
Hey, Todd, so...
No, don't be Johnny at first. Just be somebody else.
Hey, Todd, so you were at a car show last week?
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Good, good. Like, are you looking for a new car? Is that what's happening? Or
hey, you can be around a car show if you want.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Can I tell you? I got lost, and I apologize. And I really am sorry. Please be patient. I want to come in again. I'm sorry, okay?
Because I was lost, too.
Okay, here we go. I got it. It's me. It's someone going, hey, Todd, why weren't you at the reunion last year? Like a specific question. Oh, okay. And then you all make excuses for me. No, it's fine. It's fine. Here we go.
So, Todd, why did you miss the reunion last month?
Oh, what, he's got to go to every reunion?
Yeah, no.
He was at a fucking engagement, right? He's got to answer to you.
Who gives a fuck about them?
Last year, I got, why? What's the matter?
Well, my mom, you didn't want to try her pumpkin pie?
No!
What,
she's got to
try everybody's pie?
Try pie.
What, just because your mom made it, he's got to have it?
He can get a pie wherever he wants.
He can get a pie wherever he wants. I'm not crazy about this bit, and I don't want to leave you
run,
guys.
Run
from the bit. Run from the bit.
Run from the bit.
Run from the bit.
Away from the bit. Run from the bit.
Shit, shit, shit. Shit, shit, shit.
We're a cool show because we say shit. We say fuck. We say fuck shit. Shit. We oh, say shit. Fuck and fuck, shit fuck, and fuck shit. Fuck shit. We're hip.
Shit.
We're a cool fuck, show, so we shit. Say fuck. Fuck. We say shit because we're hip. Shit. That's why we shit. Say fuck and shit. Fuck and shit. Fuck and shit. Fuck and shit and fuck and shit. Oh, no, come on. No, no, no. I don't have to say it. I don't have to say it. I don't have to. No, now I feel like I can't have fun. Aristotle. I mean, Johnny Colorado. Thank you, John Brand Wagner. We got John Brand Wagner over here.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Be to get her head out, I can't go. Don't you know? Several my research.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, Johnny, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Todd. How about yourself? Well, not even how about yourself. Aristotle, how are you doing?
Oh, thank you.
You should...
Good.
Eric, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, Johnny.
Aaron, yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
I like the seat. Can I be honest with you?
Why?
Because I know... Oh, who's... Is that...
Oh, is Jerry... Is Jerry Lewis here?
Oh, Jerry Lewis. Are you on the phone? Jerry?
Yeah, maybe.
He won't even commit to that. Maybe. Jerry, is that you?
Kind of.
Well, that's just sad.
Yeah. I want to be Jerry Lewis. Act like I'm calling you. Let me get my phone voice. Don't be jealous.
Oh, I have my own Ooh. Phone voice. Wow.
Look at me.
Everyone
I'm some kind of George phone.
George Graham Bell.
I get all the voice.
Sorry, everybody, but your insults can't penetrate my phone voice.
Oh, is that...
He's in a phone booth.
I'm in a phone booth.
Oh, Jerry Lewis? You're in a phone booth, Jerry
Oh,
Lewis?
I'm going to be Jerry Lewis. Say
Jerry Lewis, are you in a phone booth right now?
Why?
You just said you're in a phone booth.
No.
Oh, so you're not.
Why?
Where are you now?
Not happy.
Well, it sounds an awful like a phone booth, like not even trying to like ask you a question or anything. I'm just making a statement.
Why?
I mostly want to know where it's at, well, you know, because there's no phone booths around anymore, so I would like to see this.
You're horrible.
Is there horrible. Any? Is there anything that's bothering you today? Like, you feel...
You.
To be fair, you called us.
Why?
Maybe you need someone to talk to.
Oh, my God.
It's a good night for singing.
Look at Johnny Colorado dancing around. I know how to take a show from one place to another. Sure, I bring people on a journey. All right, enough with the shit. What are you looking at on your phone?
To George Will.
What are you looking at on your phone? You can't have your phone out. You can't have your phone out. You know the rules.
To George Google?
To George Wallace. I mean, to George, who do we do it to? George Carlin.
To George Pistachio.
To George Pistachio. Hello, everybody. I'm George Pistachio. Hi, how are you? I'm George Pistachio. Oh, I'm dirty. I'm dirty. I'm a dirty
well, Todd,
puppet character.
Todd, do you want to hear our show?
Oh, my show, I go.
Well,
look
I, was,
at me
I started out with George Pistachio.
Oh, I'm George Pistachio. I do an act. I point out people in the audience, and I make horrible stereotypical jokes. I go, where are they? This group at? Where's that group at? And I just say shit morons could say. You know who I am.
George Pistachio.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Well,
I never.
Oh, are you talking about beep,
boop? Honestly? Guess who it is?
Oh, is it?
My God, that person has a long name.
Are you sure?
Do it again.
I'm really good friends with this person, and are you really talking about boop?
Nafagus.
I tried to do it before.
Can I tell you all the feuds? I'm going to say it again. I love having all the feuds. No, I'm talking about the feuds, the fake feuds. Like anytime, like with Rory, I'd rather.
Fuck Rory Scovel!
Oh, my God.
Boo!
Rory Scovel!
Fuck Rory Scovel!
Fuck Rory.
Hold on
Strobel.
One second. To George
fuck
Carlin,
Rory
I think
Strobel.
It helps for people to know. Blindsided. Like, you think, oh, I say it because I know that's what they're going to do. No, enough time passes where I forget. And it's so funny every time. It's so much coming at you so quickly when you're just about to just tell a story about something. So if I may, if I may, I'm going to get a drink of water. Sometimes I'll go thirsty for no reason. I can stop. It's my show and get a drink. Who did that? Oh, God. Aristotle's the... I think you're the first person to do that. It's so funny.
Were you going to do it? And I still
I was trying to think of what do I do? I want to go.
It's a good night for singing.
Duncan's mom listens to the show, so, you know, we have this to deal with. I got an email from her today.
Oh, what?
Yes, I did. Duncan, what are you shaking your head like you didn't for? You just went like this. I honestly did.
To George Wilson?
Yeah. She sent an email. She said that she feels that Rosemary gets too much attention. And
you know what she said?
Yeah. And John, and she said, and Lear's is Joe. She goes, if I got drunk like that, I wouldn't expect anybody to put me on the air. Lear's is Joe's wife. She goes, I'll call in nice, and I'll have nice conversations, and I'll be positive. I'm like, maybe it's a good idea. She says she has inspirational stories. Does this bit suck?
run.
No, I don't even need the bit. This is just take a deep breath and run for real.
Well, it's a one for the money.
A two for the show. A three to get I need help. I need help going in for the close, guys.
George Close. Let's do a George song.
Close? To George Close?
Let's do the opening. Glenn Close, Mary George.
If Glenn Close married George Open, the case would be open and close. That they were
it got him.
John Wagner.
Thank you, and I'm going to stop having that off. Your life will get better. Your life will get better. Just when you think, just that I could do without, it's going to get better. One day you're going to go, remember when it took a while to get done? And you know why it's taking a while to get done? I'm dealing with medical issues.
When it's one for the money, two for the show. Beat again or hit it out, I can't do it.
Oh, it's great every time. Two more. Really go at it nuts the rest of the show. Not now, because then I'm ready. But you,
when it's one for the money,
I'll take it there. I'll take it there.
Beat again or hit it out, I can't do it.
Okay. So here's what I have. This is true. This is said to be true.
Eric Olson's back.
That's true.
Eric Olson's back.
True that he is here, and then that's your theme. When you go to a restaurant, that's who people that listen to the show, if they recognize you. Oh, look at that! There's Aaron Simon from the Todd Glass Show. Oh, look, that's Aaron Simon from the Todd Glass Show.
Good. Oh yeah, there he is.
Oh yeah, there he is. That music plays behind.
Oh yeah.
Okay, this is a nice gentleman that
John Wagner.
We're happy to have him on the show. This guy,
you know him from the podcast in 4KD the V. Doing the production, if you know what I mean. Cause for 24 days we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Oh yeah, it's not
Aristotle. Is lyricist Joe working on a song for Johnny Colorado?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Now you put the pressure on him.
No pressure.
Look at Johnny perk up. What? You know what's adorable about Johnny, and I know he hears me, but he loves the bit where we, hey, Johnny.
Oh, we were wrong. I've never seen him have a bigger smile than that.
Yeah.
Just the concept of my own lyricist Joe song.
Oh, I know, because you said it to me yesterday off the podcast.
It'd be like Aristotle saying I have soft teeth 100 times over.
You know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of, Johnny? If I could, Johnny, yeah, of course I can call you Johnny. I like to call you Johnny Colorado. Well, I like to call you Johnny Colorado, like we call him John Bram Wagner.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're Johnny Colorado to me. So anyway.
The one, the only.
That's right. That's right. And so.
Yes?
There's this Joe.
Didn't you say there was a candy cane man puppet here that wanted to talk to me?
Lyricist Joe.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What I was saying was he's going to make you a song, and the reason I want him to make you a song is because, you know, the bit that he loves the most, he loves the bits from the show. Like, you know what bit you love, and these guys will do it for you? When you're telling a story, and then we go, oh, sure, that's not true. You're so a show off.
Go ahead,
do it, and we'll do it to you because he loves it. And really commit.
Oversimplify what we do.
Yeah, and I'm part of it.
To George Simon?
But let's really commit because last time, be honest, you're like, do it more.
Yeah, I did.
Because it's fun, because you like it.
Oh, I love it. It's hilarious because it comes from a good place, and it's a fun place for everyone to be creative but also not feel the pressure of thinking immediately on the spot.
Hey, thanks a lot for telling me that. And by the way, where were you saying you were doing a show last week? You had a show with JJ?
Oh, yeah, I was doing my show with JJ. We were in the main room at the Improv.
Whoa! Oh. I'm at the main room.
I wasn't even in the main room.
He loves it. He looks so happy.
George Wagner?
He can't take it anymore. He's holding his gut. He's
Some
holding his gut. He has his hand
room,
over his mouth.
I'm
Johnny Colorado.
Room.
I just worked the main room.
Stop it, guys. I wasn't even trying to brag.
Excuse me. I'm Johnny Colorado.
I get my own green room.
Oh, yes. Pardon me. I get the whole group. Out of the room, it's Johnny Colorado time.
I was just one of two shows that night. It wasn't even a big deal.
Oh,
two shows. And I was
excuse
one of them.
Me.
Oh, I did 50% of the shows.
Can I tell you something? I think it's worth soaking this in. Right now, currently, nothing brings me more joy than watching Johnny love to be the recipient of that bit.
To George Carlin?
To George Carlin. I know that it's not. I get it. We all get it. But. He tilts his head even when I say that, when I go, I get it. Like, what do you tilt? But I keep it short enough, he thinks it's just, you know. So anyway, he takes it in, so he makes you want to do it longer because he gets it. And his favorite part is to do the part where he stops them, I notice, when you're like, guys, but that's not even what my meant, you know?
Yeah. It's a very fun, pleasurable.
Well, where were you? Where did you do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, I don't even want to say it now. Because
oh, no, what? What?
Well, you promised this one time.
Oh, no, we won't do it. Promise. To George Wendt.
All right, great. Well, I was going to visit my parents back in our home state of Colorado when I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Ritz-Carlton!
No, that wasn't even it! you promised!
Oh, I'm Johnny Colorado. I only stay at the Ritz-Carlton. Oh, excuse me. God damn it, he's hitting the table. How can you not love watching it?
I don't know. That's why I sell out every concert every night.
Well, you have shows coming up with
George Carey?
To George.
The one and only.
Do you have your intro music? So you walk out on stage.
Yeah, I do.
What do you do? Just walk in? They play that trumpet music for you?
Oh, yeah. JJ starts out. Or a recording of JJ.
Oh, if he's not
the
there?
Show. Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
You do crowd work? Will you do crowd work with Aaron Simon? Like, if he was in the first row, how would you do it? Aaron, just try to talk to him as normal as you can. Okay. Don't you sometimes do one quick joke, and then you do like a... Don't you say it's one for the money? Won't you do a little...
Oh, sure.
You'll talk to the crowd, then you'll go, it's one for the money? Is that what you do in your live show?
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes.
So you'll, like, ask a question, and then you'll do... Okay, do you mind, like, do that type of crowd work with Aaron Simon?
Oh, sure.
Maybe Aaron Simon and also Eric Olson, because they're standing right in front of you. You can act like you're doing a show, and they're in the first row. So we introduce you.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hello. What a great audience. What a great audience we have out here for tonight's show. Oh, look, who do we have here in the front row? Is that Aaron Simon?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going, Aaron? How are you doing?
Why is it Johnny? Why does the guy in the audience have a microphone?
I just handed him one.
Oh, you're a tech guy?
I work for Johnny.
Oh,
Colorado.
You do. Okay, cool.
It's part of the show.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
I don't interrupt your jingles during your show.
No, you're right.
It would be nice of you.
Johnny, God.
He loves this, too.
Thank you. That was actually part of the crowd work. It was a reverse crowd work.
To George Glass?
They call me the Andy Kaufman of crowd work.
Okay, so you see these guys here and you talk to them.
Yes, so Aaron, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm having a great night. How about you?
Excellent. Oh, I'm doing just swell. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We got JJ on trumpet, of course, and then me doing the intro. So I heard you have a ping pong table. Is that right?
Yeah, it's actually out of commission right now, though. The net's down. So.
The net's down?
Yeah.
Maybe you should call your ISP provider. That's an internet joke.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Me to get her head out, I can't go with you. Set on my research.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Aaron. Oh, is it Eric Olson?
Yeah, hi, Johnny. Thank you for the tickets.
Oh, no problem. Don't tell anyone about the accomplice. I made that up. I actually I got you in.
Okay.
we always, it's part of the whole 60-40 deal, but anyway, that's just between you and me.
It's just in front of the whole audience.
I know, so just like, make sure no one knows.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. Oh. Hey, Eric. Yeah, of course.
Happy to be here, Johnny.
Great, yeah. How's life in the big city of Los Angeles?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, did you go grocery shopping today? Did you get anything?
No.
Can I stop the bit? Can we put some ambient background noise in here, like people in the show? Just so smidgety in the background, like clinking. Sounds like we're on stage. Oh, no, that music's got to be lower, but the volume. Can you lower it on there?
Yeah, I don't allow heckling during my show.
I know you don't.
I'm very anti-talking.
It's got to be so soft. Softer, like ridiculously soft.
Soft like my teeth.
Softer. Perfect. But a little softer. What kind of a shithole
so
is this?
So soft, there's no sound at all.
You know what? Just turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off. You know what? Why should they be talking? What type of club is it? I should commit not to play any of it now. Okay, no. None of that noise. The audience sits there and they're quiet as can be. Put reverb in his voice. At least it sounds like an auditorium. A little reverb.
Hello.
Duncan?
Who, me?
Yeah, Johnny, do you have reverb?
Well, me or Johnny?
Johnny.
Todd, I think I have reverb now. Yeah, there it is. I got reverb.
Okay, I want reverb. We have to have reverb. We're going to be doing these pieces.
Well, as I mentioned, I love reverb.
I know you do. Well, Paul Anka loves it too, by the way.
Wow, so we have more than one thing in common.
Sure we do. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing all right.
Did you do anything fun this week?
Not really.
Wow.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Need to get her head out, I can't do it, don't you know. Set all my research.
Oh, really? Well, sorry for the static, people. I'm sorry for the static. Please accept my apology. Okay, hold on.
Apology accepted.
What do you want to do, everybody? I rarely ask that. What do you want to do?
Sing a song.
Yeah, do you want to sing a song for us?
Song.
Could you sing a song?
I always like doing a song. Henchman. What's that say? Can you read those? Oh, God.
What song do you want to sing?
What
song are you going to sing, Todd? If you could just sing for us.
Wise men say only fools rushing, and I. Did we do anything? I mean,
we did all that.
We did. Oh yeah, we did. What's this little writing over here say?
That's the henchman bit.
Oh, the henchman. No, what's that then? It didn't. I wouldn't give up on it though, because I'm going to tell you what happens sometimes. I'll do it again in like 2 months. Sometimes I won't, and then it just lands a little better, and then everyone's like, "Oh, that's what you had in mind." But I'm not blaming you. I'm the leader in that bit. I take full responsibility for the henchmen catastrophe tonight.
Yeah, he takes full responsibility.
Hey, yeah, he did it.
Yeah,
what do you think?
A lot of people are blaming me. I'll take responsibility.
That's who he is.
No, I'm taking responsibility. It was my fault.
Yeah, he didn't even have to take responsibility.
But he's still doing it. Yeah,
thank you.
What a cool guy.
Thank you to George Shooky Pookie.
Oh.
Why would you bring
Shookie Boogie, Shookie Boogie, Boogie Boogie Boo. People say, if you're having fun, we're having fun. Well, this is what you get. Right?
Right.
Show them.
No, it's always, never showing anybody. It's me being myself. Right now I'm enjoying,
So what song are you going to sing?
It's a good night for us. Why do I like this song so much? Is it ridiculous?
It's all a little ridiculous.
All right, I know not to play
it.
It's not necessary. Well, what's a good song to close with, everybody? I hope you're all happy. I hope you're seriously got a clean head. Are there any tricks? You know, I like to give people a trick. You know what I mean? What do you do when you're stressed out? What do you do, right? You take, I guess you just fucking...
You put the lime in the coconut.
You just take a second and just... I think once you realize, you just take a second to think things through. All right, just take a fucking second. And just... Right. Just breathe in. And just... No sounds. Just breathe in and out. All right, no, that's not good. No. Okay, guys. Okay, one at a time, and you're doing great. And I just need you all to just take a deep breath in. Try not to use any of your vocal cords. That way we'll be more relaxed, okay? So we're just going to go like this. No, okay. Okay, can you guys hear a little bit that you maybe you're using your vocal cords? Try to be more like this. Okay, just breathe. Here we go. We're going to give you some nice background music, and we're going to just do some really nice exercises here today. And maybe once the music's on, you'll be able to go to another place. And we're going to basically try not to use... By the way, this woman is trying to say, don't make funny sounds. She's trying to say in the most professional, non-judgmental way she can, because it's yoga, and you don't want to make people feel self-conscious. So she's like, okay, that was great. Now we're going to try to not use our vocal cords at all. Is that it? Oh, that's not good. How about this is the last time? Okay. So take a deep breath in. Okay, not necessarily, by the way, great job, not necessarily with noises. More with just the spiritual tone and energy of the room. So let's take a deep breath in.
Oh, Rosemary, yeah.
Okay, now shh. Take a deep breath in. Okay, guys, try not to use your vocal cords. Take it. I want you all to like act. Just take it. Okay, just let just without pushing it out. Just open your body and let the air that's in there escape. Believe that it would escape like a dated impersonation of Popeye, but I'm going to go out on a limb and think you never know how air will escape people's body. So just let the deep breath out.
Ooga, ooga.
Okay, not okay. What were that?
Sunday.
Okay, first of all, you're all doing a great job. And what we're going to do is now we're going to try it with no vocal cords. We're just going to purely try it with just
the air.
With no. Well, that is air. Just the air from our body. So here we go. Let's all take a deep, deep, deep breath in.
You might be a redneck.
Okay, that's talking. And that I'm going to ask that we just don't do any talking. Breathe any way you want. We're just going to ask no talking. I think we'll find it. It's very relaxing, and we're going to stay away from dog barking. We're just going to do that because that could be something we'd introduce later. So, okay, that I think was just blowing your nose.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Hey, guys, you do dog.
Okay, we're going to stay away from Jay Leno impersonations just because it's just at this point.
Then we move it.
It's at this point. Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. Everybody, take a deep breath.
Listen to you on airplanes.
Okay, now listen, guys. I feel like you're trying to sneak in some jokes. Now, just everybody, and it's all right.
I'll gladly pay you the day of Tuesday for a hamburger today.
No, you know who leaves their soap out by the kitchen sink? Poor people.
Guys,
get her done.
Okay, guys, take a deep breath. Everybody, stop. Don't think of bits. By the way, can I stop the music and get a compliment in here? May I have more reverb? You guys are doing a great job. You really are. Okay, that's not necessarily. Okay, bring the music in, and I just need no
Let's try to use no vocal cords, only the air in our esophagus. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Breathe in.
Take me down to Paradise City where
okay,
the grass is.
No. Okay, well, let's start over again. This is great, and I'm so glad that you guys are participating. But let's try not to have any words. We're just going to basically take like a big, deep breath. That's all I need you to do is take a big, deep breath. And you know what?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Okay, that's...
Bing, boom, boom, boom.
Chuga, Jack Black, Luca Blacky.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga 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 chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga ooga chaka chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka.
I can't hide this feeling. I'm hooked on a feeling. I believe it that you're in. Chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, chaka, ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga, chaka, chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside me.
Did Aristotle say it was dumb?
No, I say with just the drums?
Oh, my God, I feel two George Carlin so much better. Because that would never be something he would say. Of this.
That's
is,
what he finally draws the line. Yeah,
oh, this
no,
is dumb.
This
goes,
is dumb.
This is dumb. He goes, this is dumb. And that's why he wouldn't play the drums. And he goes, just the drums.
You know how they said that if you're having fun, they are too? They're wrong.
Right, that's exactly. That crushed me. And I thought, oh, plow past it. I'm so glad I didn't.
That guy in Dallas is an asshole. This is stupid.
The next thing you're going to hear is a song, everybody. Watch this. Wow! Let's find a song and play it.
Yeah, let's find the character.
I thought that was the closer,
that.
Too.
No.
And go, ooh. Go, I'll let it go with this. Go, ooh. Okay, I'll go chuck. Okay, then I'll go chuck a chuck, and that comes in.
Well, can we see the words? Though?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can we see the words?
Can we see the words?
Well, I feel the words?
Yeah, and if you don't know them, mumble shit. It's more the commitment than knowing the exact words. If you know the words, that's great. But if you can't, just go. That's how I do the show with every week. I don't have the heart to tell them. Okay, you know what? We don't even have to do the song where I go. Next thing you're going to hear is a song. We go so far back, and we come in like
this. Yeah, we can just do the song.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to do. I'm taking out everything. I'm just going to let out a deep breath of air, and it turns into that. That breathing bit turns into this. You get it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how far back you're going to go. Okay, we ready?
It's so, in the key of A flat, everyone.
Here we go. Hold on. Okay, everybody. So we're going to do it one more time. Can you put your phone in the box? Let's start over here. Here we go. Okay, you're good. Okay, here we go. What? You want to do a test? Do a test. Do a test.
There you go.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you should.
Okay. I want to get a good voice going. And remember, you can utilize your phone. Hello. Hello. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Ooga chaka.
Yeah, you can do stuff with that.
Ooga chaka.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, man, I didn't like that one. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Okay, you know what we'll do? So I'll do breathe in and you'll go breathe out so it sounds like ooga chaka. Go, ooh. Okay, so we're just going to take one more deep breath in, and we're going to take a deep breath out.
Ooga.
Ooga. Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka.
Ooga chaka.
Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka.
Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka.
John Brand Wagner. Look with him. He look at him.
I can't stop this feeling.
Well-placed music.
Deep inside of me.
Ooga chaka.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Ooga chaka. Ooga
chaka. In your home. In your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.